Today's daf is Mi'ila Davov, and we are at the top line of daf Vav Amid Aleph Toshma. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalem of the Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza. So we're moving along here in the beginning of Masechtas Mi'ila with the first sugya that discusses the Basar of Kachay Kadashim, where the Avoida was done with Epsol. So again, we know that the only time you have Mi'ila is if somebody was Nene from Hektish, which is Kachay Hashem. The Pasuk says, Nefesh ki simol ma'al, v'chata b'shkaga mi Kachay Hashem. From the fact that the Torah describes the Kachim as Kachay Hashem, and didn't simply say Kachim, zoysay meres, then not all Kachim is subject to the laws of Mi'ila. What then is the definition of Kachay Hashem? What Kachem is subject to the laws of Mi'ila? So Rashi says in Chumash, Mi Kachay Hashem, ha-miyuchadim Hashem, yotsu Kachem kal. Any Kachem that's miyuchadim Hashem, that no Koyen, no Bailim has any chelik in, that type of Kachem is subject to the laws of Mi'ila. Kachem that's not miyuchadim Hashem is not going to be subject to the laws of Mi'ila. Rashi says it means all Kachem with the exception of Kachem kal. In other words, Kachem bedek abayis, Kachem mizbeach, which is Kachem kadashim, only not Kachem kal. Stating that, the halacha is, Basar Kachem kadashim la'achaz rika, there's no Mi'ila. Emure Kachem kalam la'achaz rika, there is Mi'ila. So by simply saying that Kachem kadashim is subject to Mi'ila, and Kachem kalam is not subject to Mi'ila, that's a gross oversimplification. It's not true. There are times that Kachem kadashim is going to not have Mi'ila. Kachem kalam will. What did Rashi mean when he said Yatsu Kachem Kalim? Kachem Kalim in its natural state, before the Avoidas were done, are excluded from the Halachas of Mi'ila. But once you do Zerika, Kachem Kalim's Emurim, the Chelik that goes on the Mizbeach, is considered Miuchadim Hashem, will be subject to the laws of Mi'ila. Basir Kachem Kadashim La'achat Zerika, being that it's now Nechal L'Koyanim, it's not considered Kachem Hashem anymore, because now the Koyanim eat it, so even though they're eating it Mishulchan Gavaya, but it's not Miuchadim Hashem anymore, it's for that reason, it's not going to be subject to the laws of Mi'ila. First, Mishnah discussed what would be again if Kachay Kadashim was being brought, Achatas, Shalmei Tzibur, a Karban Asham, where there's Basar that's Nechal Kayanim, but the Karban was brought with some sort of Psal. And then the question is, that Basar, will it become Mufka from the laws of Mi'ila, or will it not become Mufka from the laws of Mi'ila? And the Mishnah said it depends. Klal Omer Rabbi Yeshua, Kol shahoysel hashas hetel l'kayanim, ein mayalim ba, v'chol shalei hoysel hashas hetel l'kayanim, mayalim ba. So Rabbi Yeshua said it depends. If this carbon had a shas hetel l'kayanim, then the halach is ein mayalim ba. If it did not have a shas hetel l'kayanim, then it's going to remain in its status quo position, it's kachay kadashim, and it's going to be subject to the laws of Mi'ila. And then Rabbi Yeshua gave examples. Eizoy shahoysel hashas Shalona v'shenitmas v'sheyotzas. Psulina, psul tome, and psul yoytze. Those psulim are considered psulim that came after it already had a shaset l'kayanim. As a result, ein mayalimba. What are examples of psulim shaloi hoisa shaset l'kayanim? Shenishchet achutz l'zmana v'chutz l'kayma. V'shekiblu psulim v'zarku esdama. What does that mean? But the point is, in those cases, it was considered to not have had a shaset l'kayanim. And in yesterday's daf, Bar Kapara went to his nephew Bar Poda, and he told him, I'm giving you a heads up, tomorrow in this medrash, I am going to create a firestorm. I'm going to introduce three ways how you can learn this Mishnah, and I want you to be ma'ayin in it a little bit. So like this, when I bring it up, you'll be able to start saying Toshmas, you'll be able to have a good, strong, educated opinion. But three ways how you may be able to learn this Mishnah. What did Rabbi Shua mean when he said that if there was just Shas Hetel Kayanim, at that point, even if it becomes Pasul, the halacha is Ein Mayalimba? Did he mean Shas Heter as in Heter Shchita? There was a Kosher Shchita. Did he mean Shas Heter as in Heter Zrika, which means not there was a Zrika, but there was a Kosher Kabbalah? Or did he mean Heter Achila, which means that there was a shas zrika? What does zrika have to do with achila? Because zrika is always matter, the boss of achila. Meaning, it could be Rabbi Yeshua meant when he said that if there's a shas heter, it was a kosher shchita. Could be he meant it was a kosher kabbalah. It could be what he meant was it was a kosher zrika. The way we left yesterday's daf was with a lot of tashmaz and a lot of different possibilities, but at the same time, an unresolved shaila, whether it's heter shchita whether it's heter kabbalah or whether it's heter zrika. Says the Gemara, more toshmas. Toshma Rav Shimon Oimer, yesh noisa shemayelam bav, yesh noisa shemayelam bav. If you have a carpet, kodshe kadoshin, where the basar became noiser, so sometimes it's going to be subject to mila, sometimes it's not going to be subject to mila, keitzad, long lif ne zrika, if it became noiser before the zrika, mayamin, then that loch is going to be mila. Long lach zrika, if it became noiser after the zrika in myelin, then the halach is there's not going to be mila. This is pretty straightforward. It says the Gemara, "Tani mias myelin boy." It sounds like when is there mila if it was on lifne zrika? When is there no mila if it was on lachas zrika? Now, isn't it talking about lav davishoyis lemizrake? The case probably is where you could have, would have, should have done a zrika, meaning there was a regular proper kabbalah, a kabbalah that could have led to a zrika. Ushmaminon, still you see that. Really, what matters is not whether you could have done a zrika. What matters is if you did a zrika. Ushmami no heter achilo shanino. I mean, isn't this a mafurish of raisa? Yesh noisa shemayalim boy, yesh noisa sheim mayalim boy. Keitzad long lifnei zrika mayalim boy, laachas zrika ein mayalim boy. I mean, you would think this would have been the first tashma the Gemara would have brought. It sounds very straightforward that shas heter and not shas heter is tali and whether there was a zrika or there wasn't a zrika. But the Gemara says loy. It could be that's not what the brayso means. But the brayso means when it says lifnei zrika laachas zrika, not whether there was a zrika b'poil, but rather the kabbalah samach l'shkia zechama. Talk about what the kabbalah was done right before shkia. And avoid the to be done during the day. So after Shkia, you can't do avoid this anymore. Meaning, the tliya is not whether there was a zrika or not. The tliya was that you do the Kabbalah in a way where you could have done a zrika. With the assumption that if you did a Kabbalah, but you did it samach l'shkia sachama, so that you couldn't do a zrika, it's a problem with the Kabbalah. So as a result, maybe it's not dependent on a kosher zrika, but rather maybe it's dependent on a kosher kabbalah. Either Bryce is talking about zrika. What it means is you did the kabbalah in a way where you could have done a zrika, or you did the kabbalah in a way where you couldn't do the zrika. And whether or not you do the kabbalah in a way that allows you to do a zrika determines whether the kabbalah, because the whole point of the kabbalah is to be machshir you to the zrika. So maybe it's really not totally in the zrika. Maybe it's totally in the kabbalah. But the Gemara says what? So you're telling me really has nothing to do with the zrika. What it matters is whether or not you did the Kabbalah with enough time to be able to do a Zrika. And if there was enough time to do a Zrika, even if all you did was a Kabbalah, maybe that would be considered already Shas Heta L'Koyan, because maybe Heta Zrika Shanino. If that's the case, my ear, you did Tani Lifnei Zrika, Lisni Koydim Shkiu L'Acha Shkiu, then why can't the Braisa just talk and tell me what it wants to tell me? Why are we talking in a roundabout way? It sounds like from the Braisa, Lon Lifnei Zrika, Lon La'acha Zrika, realize nothing to do with the Zrika. Because he's telling me the Zrika is never the matter, the Kabbalah is the matter. What it matters is that I do the Kabbalah in a way where I could have done the Zrika, or I did the Kabbalah in a way that I couldn't do the Zrika. So the Gemara says, Al-Khinam, it's really what the Bryce is saying. What it meant when it said was lifnei zrika lacha zrika means koidim sheyira lezrika lacha sheyira lezrika. Did you do the kabbalah in a way where you could have done a zrika, or did I do the kabbalah in a way that I couldn't have done the zrika? Meaning, even though at first glance it would seem to be a brisa that's saying clearly heter achilo shaninu. Again, the brisa says lon lifnei zrika mayalin lacha zrika ein mayalin. So doesn't it sound like heter means heter zrika? Or heter achila, the avoidus hazrika, the word's namuchach. Maybe long of nezrika means koidim sheyira lezrika, long laach hazrika means laach sheyira lezrika. Says the Gemara Toshma, a very similar raya. Reb Shimon says, yesh pigol shemayalim boy, the yesh pigol she'ein mayalim boy. So it's the same Reb Shimon. So the first braisa was Reb Shimon oimer yesh noiser shemayalim boy, the yesh noiser she'ein mayalim boy. This Reb Shimon is yesh pigol shemayalim boy, the yesh pigol she'ein mayalim boy. They're the same for our purposes in that they're both discussing kachi kadashim, the basar of kachi kadashim, where the carbon was done with some sort of psul. Now we know, of course, psul pigul, psul nice is very different in the laws of Me'ilah. That's Rav Gidol, that's Tav Dalet, that's something that keeps on coming up. It's going to come up again now. But right now, for our purposes, pigul and nice is the same. What we need is that, again, I have a carbon that's psul. Says Rav Shimon, how do you know whether or not this is going to be Me'ilah? It depends. Lifnei zrika, if this all happened, lifnei zrika, mayalin. La'acha zrika, emayal. Tani miyas, lifnei zrika, mayalin. La'av davashos, lemizrke. Doesn't it sound like heter achila? Doesn't it sound like what matters is the zrika? Was a zrika done or not? So if the braisa says zrika, it means which tzad? Not heter zrika, because heter zrika means there was a Kabbalah, but it means heter achili when it says loy. Loy have a shalas l'mizrake. Maybe it's all about the Kabbalah. It's not about the zrika. So what does it mean then when it says lifnei zrika lach zrika? Was there time to do zrika? Was there not time to do a zrika? It says well, have a shalas l'mizrake. My achinami denafik midei miyula mayiri detani lach zrika. Listening koydim shkil lach shkil zachama. So let the prices say that. Why are we talking about lifnei zrika lach zrika if really what matters is the Kabbalah? And did I do the Kabbalah with enough time to be able to do a zrika? So, meaning, was it before Shki or after Shki? That's what the Braiser should say. So the one says, that is what the Braiser says. Ah, it doesn't say it. Hachinami kamar, you can tweak it. Koidim sheyeira el zrika, ula'acha sheyeira el zrika. You can't switch Zrika and turn it into Shkia. Zrika and Shkia is not the same word. But what you could do is say, not Lifnei Zrika, but Lifnei Sheira Lizrika. Not La'acha Zrika, but La'acha Sheira Lizrika, which essentially means Shkia. The bottom line is, you have no Raya Heter Achila Shanino, could be Heter Zrika Shanino. Tashma, says the Gemara, one final Raya. Hapigol Bekoche Kadoshim Mayalim. There's Mi'ila, if Kochi Kadoshim was brought with a Machsheves pigle. Says the Gemara, my love the Zarek. Aren't we talking about even if there was a Zrika? Might a pigle, but Kochi Kadoshim, even though it doesn't say the magic word La'ilam here, which is the word that was throwing everything off in the previous sugyas, but just for now, ha'pigul b'kotche kadoshim mayalim, my love, isn't it talking about even if there was a Zrika, and still there's Me'ila, why, Rav Gittel, that even if there's Zrika, Zrika's pigol, even though we know there's a concept of meratzel piguloi, but at the same time it can't be moitzi basa kachi gedashim mi'ilo. But the point is, ushmamina, what do you see from here? Heter achila shanino. It's only pigol bekache kadashim that's mayalim boy when there's a zrika, as opposed to a regular carbon when there's a zrika, there is no mi'ilo, because zrika is usually moitzi midei mi'ilo. So you see, what's moitzi midei mi'ilo? Not shchita, not kabbalah, but zrika. So if that's the case, shma mino heter achila shanino. So the Gemara says loy deloy zarak. Maybe the Braisa is talking about where there was not a zrika. Meaning, maybe if there's a zrika, pigol bekache kadashim a mayalim boy. Like Rav Gittel, because a zrika's pigle really could be mitzi. So when is an egeya that pigle bekotche kadoshim is mayalim bay? It's only true when there was no zrika. So if there was no zrika, that means that ordinarily without the machsheves pigle, the kabbalah alone would be mitzi midei mila. It's only because the kabbalah was not with a machsheves pigle. And if that's the case, you have a raya, not heter achilo shanino, but you have a raya het the zrika shanino, that it's the kabbalah, maybe the shechita that's moitzi midei mila. The point is, depending on whether this braisa pigul b'kachi kadosh ha'mayilam is talking about when there was a zrika, or it's talking about where there was no zrika, that would determine whether you can prove heter achila or maybe prove the other side. The point is, being that there's two ways to learn the braisa, and depending on how you learn the braisa, that will dictate what you're going to prove. At the end of the day, you can't prove anything. Says the Gemara, Avol Zarak, my hachinami de mayalabai. So you want to tell me that maybe the braisa is talking about where there was no zrika. But if there was a zrika, maybe there'd be no me'ila. The loika Rav Gittel. And that's why you have no raya from the braisa that heter achilo shaninu. If that's the case, look at the seifa of that braisa. So this braisa, ha'pigul bekotche kadoshim mayalin, has a seifa. The seifa says, bekotchem kalim ein mayalin boy. That if you would bring kachem kalim with a machsheves pigol, so then the halacha would be no mi'ila. Why? Because, again, pigol is not moitzi midei mi'ila, that's pasha the way you understand, and it's not mevi lidei mi'ila. So pigol bekachem kadoshim mayalim, because the zrikas pigol couldn't be moitzi. Pigol bekachem kalim, there's no mi'ila, because the zrika couldn't be mevi, because kachem kalim needs a zrika in order to have pigol. The point, however, is if you're telling me that this line of a pigol b'kachem kedoshim mayalim does not mean la'acha zrika, because really, if there was a zrika, it would be moitzi midei pigol, or would be moitzi midei mila. Why? The loiker Rav Gittel. What then is it referring to when there was no zrika? But if there's a zrika, then it could be moitzi. So why then does the braisa, when it now in the sefer wants to give an example of where the halach is going to be ein mayalim by pigol, need a jump from kachi kadoshim to kachim kalim, listening, why can't we stick to kachi kadoshim and tell me the sefer with regards to la'achaz rika? Kan lifnei zrika, kan la'achaz rika. From the fact that we jumped to kachim kalim, doesn't it sound like in every single example of kachi kadoshim, the halach is going to be ha'pigol b'kachi kadoshim mayalim? Why? Probably because of Rav Gittel's halacha, which is that pigles zrika is not a good zrika, to be moitzi midei me'ilo. If that's the case, it's mashma that it's all about the zrika. Because if it's not all about the zrika, then it's never coming down to the zrika anyways. But the point is the Gemara suggested that it's not muchach that the Brice is talking about where there was a zrika. Says the Gemara, if the Brice is talking about when there was no zrika, and only then is the halacha mayalim, but if there would be a zrika, there would be no mi'ila, then the seifa of the Brice that's coming to teach me a halacha of no mi'ila could have told me the same case, not by Kachem Kalam like it did, but by Kachem Kedoshim. And give me an example of by Kachem Kedoshim, where there's no Me'ilah. The ratio, you'll tell me a case where there's Me'ilah Boy. The Sefer will be a case where a Me'ilah Boy. The ratio will be talking about where there was no Zerika. And the Sefer will be talking about where there was a Zerika. From the fact that we jumped from Kachem Kedoshim to Kachem Kalam, it sounds like the only Hechetimtza where the halacha is going to be a Me'ilah Boy is by Kachem Kalam. Meaning, the ratio is talking about Sai Bifnei Zerika and Sai La'achaz Zerika. If it's going la'achaz rika, the Gemara thinks that's a raya, heter achila shanino. But the Gemara says, no, it's not muchach. Maybe really the Brice is talking about lifnei zrika. And if it's talking about lifnei zrika, you have no raya, heter achila shanino. To the contrary, you would have a raya if we knew for sure was talking about lifnei zrika, that it's not heter achila shanino. If that's the case, why when the Brice told me in the Sefer, a hechetimtza, where there's no me'ila, did it not just continue to talk about Kachem Kedoshim, say that La'achaz Rika there's no Me'ilah? Why did it jump to Kachem Kalim? Ha Asu Lashmin. Because it wanted to teach me halacha regarding Kachem Kalim. That Kol Asuya de Me'ilah, Zrika Ketigna, Maisu de Me'ilah, Kol Afuki de Me'ilah, Afilo Shaloi Ketigna, Nami Mafki de Me'ilah. Because the Brice is actually saying a Chiddush. The Brice is being mechalik between how a Zrika's Pigle affects Kachem Kedoshim and how it affects a Kachem Kalim. And that's Gufa, what the Tana of the Brice wanted to teach me. Because if you say that the Reisha the Brice is talking about Lifnei Zrika, that means La'achaz Zrika, the halacha is that it's going to be Moitzi Midei Mi'ila. If that's the case, that's a very big Kiddush. And we're trying to say that even though the Zrika would be able to be Moitzi Midei Mi'ila, but it would still not be able to be Mevi Emuri Kachem Kalim Midei Mi'ila. And that's the sheet of this Brice, meaning he's paskining a little like Rav Gidl, a little not like Rav Gidl. That's definitely newsworthy, and the time of the Brisa thought that was a bigger Chiddush, and it wanted to teach us that Chiddush, rather than just be consistent in the Reish and the Sefer. Tell me a case where you're going to have Yam Me'ilah by Machsheves Pigel by Kachi Kedoshim, and no Me'ilah by Machsheves Pigel by Kachi Kedoshim. But the bottom line is, as it relates to Inyonenu, we have no Raya to our shayla of heter shchita shaninu, heter zrika shaninu, or heter achila shaninu. So what's the bottom line? Is it heter shchita? Is it heter zrika? Or is it heter achila? So the Rambam in Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph and Hilchas Me'ilah is very meirich, and the Rambam speaks out b'lishoynoi hazav with great clarity that the halacha is heter achila shaninu, because basar kachei kadoshim is subject to the laws of Me'ilah until you have a zrika. Once you do a zrika, the zrika is matter the boss of achila. Now the kehanim are allowed to eat it. If the kehanim are allowed to eat it, it's no longer kachay Hashem miyuchadim l'Hashem. Once it's not miyuchadim l'Hashem anymore, at that point, halach is, it's no longer subject. It's no longer subject to the laws of Me'ilah. So at that point, halach is that it's considered that it's mutter to the kehanim. It's for that reason, any psul that happens after that point, the halach is going to be that you're not going to have Me'ilah. Any psul that happens before the zrika, it's still kachay Hashem. Once it's possible, you don't have a zrika to make it not kachay Hashem. That's the hechitimtzas where the halacha is going to be mayol and boy. So the Rambam brings halacha lemaisa, like Rabbi Yochanan said, on daf hem and aleph, not het shchita, not het zrika, but rather what it's going to be is het rachil. The question is, we never explain, what's pashup shat in the man dama that holds het shchita, and what's pashup shat in the man dama that holds het zrika? Het rachil, we understand. The zrika is matter the baser b'achilo. So if it's matter the baser b'achilo, it's not kachay Hashem anymore. If it's not kachay Hashem, it makes sense that there shouldn't be me'ilah, so that any psul that happens afterwards, that lach is going to be a mayal and bay. If you never had a proper zrika, so then it should be mayal. But this, the Gemara that brought two other tzadim, Chizkiya said, het shchita shaninu, bar kapara, bar pada, they all heard other tzadim. So what's pashup shat in the tzad heter shchita shaninu, and what's pashup shan in the tzad heter zrika shaninu? So Tosfos in the beginning of the sugya discusses it, and Tosfos says that as it relates to the tzad heter shchita shaninu, you have to say that you do find that shchita sometimes plays a very big role. You find it regarding the carbon taida, you find it regarding the kifsei atzeres, the sugyas of zika, not the yavamis zika sugyas, the menachis zika sugyas. You find that in mesachtes menachis. You find that shchita very often could do things. So maybe there was a tzad in the Gemara that shchita should be able to be the matter. Maybe that's what's moitzi the baser kachik kedoshim midei mila. What about Kabbalah? I mean, where do you find that Kabbalah does anything? You find shchita. You certainly find zrika. Where do you find Kabbalah? I mean, the Gemara never even had a tzad halacha. Why? Because what halacha is just taking the carbon from point A and bringing it to point B. So you should be able to do a zrika. So you should be able to do a haktara with the kaimed. So depending on the carbon that you're dealing with. But why Kabbalah? Kabbalah is the same thing. Kabbalah, I'm just being mekabel the dam. The shchita is the maschil. The zrika is the mashlim. But what is the Kabbalah? It's a Tosfos, and really Rashi, the Mefarish, says the same thing. Is that the tzad that the Gemara had to say het zrika shaninu is because there's a rule that kol oimed lizroik kizarik dami. And maybe once you do the Kabbalah, so the dam now is oimed lizroik. So if it's oimed lizroik, perhaps you could say kizarik dami. Meaning, even the man the Omar that says het zrika shaninu, he acknowledges that at the end of the day, it's the zrika that should be moitzi midei meila. The question is, do I need a physical zrika, or is kol oimed lizroik kizarik dami? Maybe that in and of itself would be enough. And that was the tzad of het zrika shaninu. Do you say that once I do the Kabbalah, so now the dam is oimed lizroik, right? And if it's oimed lizroik, it could be kizarik dami. And Tosfos says that the emes is that this shaila of whether you say regarding zrika kol oimed lizroik kizarik dami or not is a machlokes tanam. It's a machlokes Reb Shimon and the Chachamim and the Sechtes Menachis daf kuf beis amud beis. So this idea of kol oimed you find in many places in Shas. Kol oimed ligzoyes kigazus dami. Kol oimed ligzoyes kikatzu dami. You find this in many instances, and but Tosfos says you find it very, very specifically regarding this halacha. Kaloimik lizrei kizarik dami alav kizot. Machlekes Reb Shimon and the Chacham. The context over there is the sugi of tumas oichlin. So baser kachim, is it subject to tumas oichlin or not? And the Gemara, one of its svaras says that maybe it should be tali on whether there was a zrika or not. Zrika's matter baser kachim lachila. Doesn't matter if it's kachim kedoshim, kachim kalim. You can't eat kachim without a zrika. So zrika's the mechaper, zrika's also the matter. It's matter the baser lachila. So the Gemara says a svara that maybe once you do the zrika, now it has a Hashivos of Oichlin, so now it's going to be subject to the laws of Tumas Oichlin. But maybe before this Zrika not. And then the Gemara brings Rav Shimon old, Kalo Eimid Lizrik Kizaruk Dami. That it's true. You would need a Zrika to give the Basar Kachim a Hashivos for it to be subject to the laws of Tumas Oichlin. But at the same time, maybe you don't need a Zrika Bapayo. Kolo oimed lizrik is kizaruk dami. So even a Kabbalah would be enough. So Tosfos says, really, it's a mefurish sugya. It's shitas Reb Shimon. The Chum over there argue. So says Tosfos, are those the two tzadim? The man that holds het zrika, that's Reb Shimon. The man that holds het achila, that's not. So Tosfos, first of all, it's dachuk. It's not mashma that way. And Tosfos says, besides, the Gemara brought Reb Shimon a few times in today's daf on davava meralef. Reb Shimon oimer yesh noisa shemayel and boy v'yesh noisa sheim mayel and boy v'yesh pigel shemayel and boy v'yesh pigel sheim mayel and boy. So Tosfos says, if that's the case, you'd have to start working out Reb Shimon l'shitas. So Tosfos makes the cheshbon as ayin chum, but anyway, Tosfos is not mashma that way. Elamai, you have to say that the two sugyas are chaluk. There's one sugya that talks about kolayim and lizrik kizarik dami in the context of tumas oichlin. That's menachas daf kuf beis. And then there's another sugya mi'ila daf hei mi'ila davav that talks about kolayim and lizrik kizarik dami in the context of mi'ila. But is that there's a svara that even when you need zrika, once you do Kabbalah, maybe it's as if you did the zrika. For example, you need zrika in order to get kapara. So you're going to say, if I did the Kabbalah, it's as if I did the zrika. Because of course, man. You need zrika in order to be able to eat the kachem. So you're going to tell me, oh, once I do the Kabbalah, I can eat kachem. Why? Because kolayim lizrik kizarkami. Of course not. So obviously there's limitations to when you say kolayim lizrik kizarkami. So we have one sugya menachas kuf beis that talks about kolayim lizrik kizarkami with regards to cheshivos of the basar related to oichlin, with regards to the laws of tumas oichlin. And then you have another sugya with regards to the halachas of basar kachin kadashim, which la'achas rikas yotze midei me'ilu, maybe kolayim lizrik kizarkami is enough to be moitzi midei me'ilu. Either way, that's all Tosfos in the beginning of the sugya. Tosfos starts on the bottom of Daf Dalet and Beis. It goes on to Daf Hei Amud Aleph. But Tosfos, in that Tosfos, at the very end, asks a bumba kasha. Tosfos says that there was another mandamah. There was a mandamah that said, Heta Shchita Shaninu. How's it possible for Tosfos to hold Heta Shchita Shaninu? What would that mean? That would mean that once there was a kasher shchita, if the carbon became pasul afterwards, the halach is going to be that there's not going to be mi'ila. Because heter shchita, you don't need the zrika. You don't even need kolayim lizrei kazarik dami. Once you do a shechita, that in and of itself is going to be enough. That would mean that any psal, let's just talk this through, that happens before the shechita or during the shechita, any such psal, the halacha is going to be mayal and bay. But any psal that happened after the shechita, the halacha is going to be a mayal and bay. Frey Tosis, how do you read the Mishnah? The Mishnah gave a few examples of psal. Two of them very clearly said that there was a kosher shechita and a psal happened afterwards. Kosher kadoshim sheshachtim b'tzafin v'kibel damim b'darim. He did a kosher shechita. Shechita was perfect, beautiful, with the proper machshavas and all the l'shem yichuds. You did it b'tzafin, everything was perfect. Then you did the kabbalah b'tzafin. In that case, there was a kosher shechita. Another case, shachat bayoyin v'zarak balay. These were mamash the first lines of the Masechta. You did the shechita during the day, you did this rika night. In both of those cases, there was a kosher shechita. So if there was a kosher shechita, there was a heter shechita. If there was a heter shechita, and still, what does the Mishnah say? Mayal and bay. Klal over Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua went and explained the halacha of the Mishnah. But the Mishnah said there's meila. Why was the meila? Because there was no shas heter. What do you mean? There was a kosher shechita. So freik toisvis poshep shat. How could there be a man the Amar that says heter shechita shaninu? How do you read the Mishnah? The Mishnah gave two of its very few examples that it gave, and they were examples where there was a kosher shechita. Shachet b'tzafen v'kibol davim b'darim, the psul was in the Kabbalah. Shachet b'yoyim v'zorak b'alayla, the psul was in the Zrika. And these were two examples where the halach is mo'elabai. Isn't that how could you even hear it said that a shechita k'shera is what's mo'itzi midei me'ila? The Mishnah is mevu'at not that way. And Tosfos says that you have to say a chiddush. You have to say that when the Mishnah says, let's go backwards. When the Mishnah says, shachat bayoyim v'zarak balayla, it doesn't mean v'zarak balayla. It means shachat bayoyim in a way where the zrika would have had to have been done balayla. And we saw in today's daf that the Gemara says that if you do the shechita or the kabbalah, b'kahai gavna, where there's not enough time, samuch l'shkiyas achama, for you to be able to do a zrika, it's a psul in the shechita. It's a psul in the kabbalah. So it's not shachat bayoyim v'zarak balayla. It's shachat bayoyim v'loy hoysa sha'us bayoyim elo. To do a zrika balayla. In that case, it's a psul in the shechita. That shechita is not matter. Had the shechita shanino means a nice shechita. In that case, there wasn't a kosher shechita. What about with regards to shachat b'tzafon v'kibol damim b'darim? Over there too, there was a kosher shechita. The problem was in the kabbalah. If you hold had the shechita shanino, so why is there going to be a meila? So it says Tosfos a tremendous chiddush. You know what the case is? It's talking about where you did the kabbalah b'darim before you finish to do the shechita. So before you had an opportunity to finish doing the shechita, at that point you already did the kabbalah. And says Tosfos that in that case, the Mairi could go and shed kibel koidim gmar shechita. The hashtaloi nigmara hashchita behechsher. There was a psul before you finished doing the shechita. So you did shechita, could take good. Doesn't take a long time, but you need to shecht the roiv of the basi modern, right? You shecht kachem the same way you shecht chulin, with the exception of Malika. So you're doing the shechita, then before you even had a chance to finish Rav of the Beis Imanim, a kohen went and he did Kabbalah while he was standing in Darim. The point is that being that the Kabbalah was done b'psul before you finished doing the shechita, so you never had a proper hetter shechita. If you never had a proper hetter shechita, that's the hechitim son. I saw in the Sefer State Soifim, he brings that he saw a kasha from Rav Meir Arik. The Rav Meir Arik, goyin oylam, zeichet tzadik levroch, ask a bomb kasha. He said, it sounds like from this Tosfos that it's possible to do Kabbalah before you finish doing Shechita. Which sounds interesting, right? We had to wait until Me'ila to see the Salacha maybe. But the point is that sounds like a very interesting Chiddush. That even though Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika, but the Seder is maybe not Ma'akev. So it's possible to do the Kabbalah, and you would think, finish, right? First do the Shechita, and then we'll do the Kabbalah. No, I could do the Kabbalah before I finish doing the shechita. I don't need the gemara of the shechita to do the kabbalah. That's what I said. It's talking about where the kabbalah was done b'darim before I finished doing the shechita, and that's enough for chura to passel up the carbon. Meaning it's considered a kabbalah psula. It's a kabbalah psula means I had a passel of kabbalah before I finished doing the shechita. What do you mean? I thought you have to do the shechita before you do the kabbalah. So how could I have a passel of kabbalah before I finish doing the shechita k'shera? Doesn't make sense. Don't I first have to do the shechita then the kabbalah? Said Rav Meir Arik, klar taisvus, right? That's poshid. I mean, anyone learning this taisvus would make that dig. That it's possible to do kabbalah before you finish doing the shechita. I'm afraid, Rav Meir Arik, here's my problem. From the context, from the perspective of shechita kabbalah halacha zrika, I don't have a problem with this. But you know what my problem is that the halacha is that shechita, in addition to being one of the critical avodos, shechita, in addition to being something that's ma'akiv in a carbon, it's also mekadesh the dam. And being that it's Mekadesh the Dam, how could you do a Kabbalah before the Shechita? Don't you need the Kedusha that the Shechita gave the Dam in order to be able to do the Kabbalah? What did Meir Arik mean? He meant the Gemara Mesechtes Soita, Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis, which is also mentioned in Mesechtes Menachos. The Gemara brings Seidah Menachos Ketzad. How was a carbon mincha brought? So we're going to have to shift our attention to Menachos for a second. So when a mincha was brought, they would take the carbon mincha and they would put it into a klisharis. And you would have the soilus and the levoina and the shemen and whatever exactly was going to be part of this mincha. Then the kohen would do kmitza. He would take the koimitz and he would put it into a second klisharis. A kohen would take that second klisharis, do halacha, hagasha, bring it to the mizbeach, and then would do haktara, which is the equivalent of a zrika. The point is that the karma mincha was put into a klisharis twice. It was put into a klisharis at the beginning, the whole mincha was in a klisharis, then you would do the kmitza, take the kohenitz, put it into a second klisharis, and you would take from the second klisharis, and you would put it on the mizbech. Reit the Gemara Kasha, Lomali, why do I need a second klisharis? Hakitcha chada zimna. L'chur, the first time I put it into a klisharis, it already got kedusha. Why do I have to put into, what? Why do I need to put into a klisharis for a second time? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why. Midi dehavi adam. It's the same thing with the dam. Dam, afa gav de kadish te sakim bitzavar behema, hada makdish lebe klisharis, by a carbon, don't we do the same thing? First you do a shchita, the shchita is Mikadish the dam, and still, when you do Kabbalah, you have to do it with a klisharis. You have to put into a klisharis sim sveitimo. So, nu hachanami, over here, the same thing, loishna. So, the Gemara at first glance thought, it's a little interesting. Why do I have to put into a klisharis? So I put the whole mincha to klisharis, then I do the kamitza, and I put the kaimitza into a klisharis. What do I need to do it twice for? So, I was like, what do you mean? Every carbon you do it that way. Do you do shchita with a klisharis? You Mikadish the dam, and then you take the dam, you put it into another klisharis. With the Kabbalah. So you see, you need two times Kiddush. I said, Meir Arik, it's not a coincidence. If you have to be Mekadosh the Dam twice, that means it's a Seder in Hilchas Kedushas Dam. The first, the Klisharis, the Shechit is Mekadosh it, and then afterwards, the Kabbalah is Mekadosh it. Now, what's Mekadosh when you do the Shechit? You need to do the Shechit. You can't just take a Klisharis, put it on the Dam, and give it Kedusha. It's the fact that you did the Shechit with a Klisharis that gives a Kedusha. So, L'chur, for that, I need a Shechit. So, Frank, Rameir Arik, how could I do Kabbalah before Shechit? You want to tell me the Seder of the Avoidus on Amma'akiv? You want to tell me if you had a Hechatimtsa to do Kabbalah, Shechit, Zrika, Ilacha, whatever? I don't know, maybe. Not state in Toysfus. It's possible to do Kabbalah even before I finish doing the Shechita. Okay, sounds interesting, but it's a Chiddush we can live with. I'm afraid, Rameir Arik, that in light of the Halacha, that the Shechita has to be Mekadosh the Dam, it sounds like there's a Seder Kedusha. First the Shechita is Mekadosh, then the Kabbalah is Mekadosh. Okay, maybe it's not Muchach. But as I Rameir Arik Vashtanen, and it's very mistabed that way, that there's a Seder Advarim, that you need the Kedusha of the Shechita, of the Klisharis, and then you need the Kedusha of the Klisharis of the Kabbalah, not only afterwards you're able to do this rika. So how could I do Kabbalah? How could I do Kabbalah before the Shechita? Just to be ma'orer, one ha'ara, and that is that the emes is that this Gemara is a little bit of a problematic Gemara, because we know that Tosis throughout Shas discusses whether or not Shechita had to be done with a klisharis. Tosis makes a diak from the first Mishnah in Perek Yezel Mekoimon that Shechita did not require klisharis, and it's the sheet of many Rishonim that Shechita didn't have to be done with a klisharis. What's the svara? Because even though Shechita is very critical for the kashrus of a carbon, but the Gemara says Shechita ksheir bazar because Shechita lava vaydi. So being that Shechita lava vaydi is Shechita ksheir bazar. So it's for that reason you don't even have to have a klisharis. I mean, if a zar could do it, that means he's not going to be wearing big dekona. It means you don't need a klisharis either. Klisharis is the keli that was used for shirus. Shirus means avayda. Shechita, as critical as it is, and as much as a machshavas pigul can make a carbon possible b'shas Shechita, and as much as the Shechita can be matter, and there's a mandama that says that it's moitzim day pigul had the Shechita shaninu. That's the sugya that we're learning right now. But still, Shechita lav avoydi, and Shechita lav avoydi is enough to say, says Toisvis in different places in Shas, that you're not going to have a klisharis. If that's the case, Fregin the Rishonim, how do you learn this Gemara? Meaning, in that discussion amongst the Rishonim, whether Shechita requires a klisharis or doesn't require a klisharis, Fregin the Rishonim, isn't a mefurisha braisa? Don't you see the Gemara says that, I mean, it's a mefurisha Gemara. Dam afogafte kadish de sakin mitzahav behema, hodam akdish of the klisharis. You see clearly that the sakin was makadish the dam in the tzaver of the behema. So it's Yidua that the Brisker Rav said that you have to say that the Manda Omar that holds Shechita Lav Avodah in the sense that you didn't need a Kli Shares is going to hold that it's not the Sakin that was Mekadesh Vedam, it was the Shechita that was Mekadesh Vedam. It's the Avodah Sashechita of the Shechita Lav Avodah, right? But it's the Avodah Sashechita that was Mekadesh Vedam. You have to say it wasn't a Kli Shares because that's a Mefurash Gemara. It's a Mefurash Gemara that the Dam got Kedusha via the Shechita. Pasha, you learn, it's the Kli Shares. That's Lashon HaGemara. Dam afagav tekadish teisachin. So it certainly sounds like that's what the Gemara is saying. But in Brisk, they learn, it's in the Grizen stencils, that you have to say that it wasn't the Kli Shares per se, it was the Shechita. The point is, there for sure had to be two Kedish. Stating that, when we learned Mesach Tezvachim, we spoke at a few times, a tremendous Kedish from the Rogach of a Goyin. In its softness, Paneach, Ala Rambam, in Hilcha Shechita, where the Rogach of a Goyin said that it's true the Gemara says Shechita Lav Avodah. And because the Gemara says Shechita Lav Avodah, the Tosfos Shita is, and other Rishonim, that Shechita doesn't require a Kli Shares. Stating that, the only time Shechita is Lav Avodah is when a Zor does the Shechita. But when a Kohen does the Shechita, then it's going to be considered an Avodah. Shechita Lav Avodah when a Zor does it. But when a Kohen does it, said the Rogach of a Goyin, Avadah, it's going to be considered an Avodah. There's two dinim in Shechita. Sometimes Shechita Lav Avodah and sometimes Shechita Avodah. What does it depend on? Who did the Shechita? If a Zor, who can't do Avodah, does the Shechita, then it's Lav Avodah. If a Kohen does it, however, it's going to be Avodah. So what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush of Shechita Ksheir B'Zor is that a Zor could do Shechita. A Zor can't do Zrika. A Zor could do Shechita. And Avodah when he does it, Lav Avodah. Because a Zor can't do Avodah. But if a Kohen would go ahead and do it, then it would be considered an Avodah. So said the Rogach, Avodah Shechita Lav Avodah. And that's why there's a Shechita Tosfos that says that you don't have to have a Kli Shares. But that's all when a Zor is doing it. But if a Kohen is doing it, then it is an Avodah. And if it's an Avodah, it had to be done with a Kli Shares. Tremendous Chiddush. He's saying that even Tosfos, even those Rishonim that said that you don't need a Kli Shares for Shechita, that's if a Zor is doing it. Because then it's Lav Avodah. But Avodah, if a Kohen's going to do it, he needs a Kli Shares. You can't do Avodah without Kli Shares. And if that's the case, you find this concept of Dam Afagav Tekadish Teisach and Mitzavir Behema Hodem Akdash Lay. Because when a Kohen does it, it's an Avodah. And then it is Mekadash it. And then it is Mekadash. We spoke out this Rogach of a Goyin to answer the Veltz Kasha, the Chasam Soifes Kasha, the Kasha from the Malbim and the Arts Sachayim with regards to the Gemara Mesechtes Brachis coming up soon. Daf Lamed Aleph on the Beis regarding Shmuel and Eli HaKoyen. The Gemara says, Maftechano. Zachana brings Shmuel to Eli HaKoyen, and the first day that Eli's there, he sees a big tumult. They're looking for a Koyen. He said, what do they need a Koyen for? They said, what do you mean? They want to do a Shechita and they need a Koyen. So Shmuel said, you want to do a Shechita, you need a Koyen? Shechita Ksheira Bizar. So if the Lechera Bizar is able to do, he said, really? Let's hear what Eli HaKoyen has. They bring him in front of Eli, and Eli says, yeah, he's right. Shechita is Ksheira Bizar. But he said, the problem is, he's a Moir Halacha B'fnei Rabbi. I mean, that he's a Moir Halacha B'fnei Rabbi, he's Chai Misa. And they wanted to kill Shmuel, and Chanu started crying, she started pleading. And then Eli says, don't worry about it, we'll kill Shmuel, he's Chai Misa. But you'll have another child. He says, I don't care about another child. Elanara Zehis Palalti, this is the child that I want. And that's the Gemara in Mesechtes Brachos, Taflamed Aleph on the Beis, where the Gemara talks about how Chanu's pleading with Eli to try to save Shmuel's life. But Shmuel is Chayv Misa. Why was he Chayv Misa? Because he was Moira Lachad Efnei Rabbi. Because he passed in Shechir to Ksheir Bazar, Befnei Rabbi. Eli HaKoyen was the Rabbi Shal Kol B'nei HaGoyla, and in the presence of Eli, Shmuel paskind a halacha, which he wasn't allowed to do. Because you're not allowed to be Moira Lachad Efnei Rabbi. Freitach Sam Soifin Atshuva, and the Malbim and Arts, and the Achrayin and Masses Kasha as well, that Lachura, why was Shmuel a Moira Lachad Efnei Rabbi? The Gemara says in Masechtes Erevin, that even though you're not allowed to be Moira Lachad Efnei Rabbi, but Lafrushe Me Isura, you are allowed to. So if you see your Rebbe doing an Avera, you're allowed to be Moira Halacha to try to get your Rebbe not to do something wrong. So if you see the Rebbe is eating nevela, so you stop him. You say, I'm a Moir Halacha B'nei Rabbi. I'm not going to tell him. It's, no, of course not. There's no halacha. Lafrusha Mei Yisura, of course, there's no halacha of Moir Halacha B'nei Rabbi. So Shneltuch Deshaiva, Eli thought that he needed a coin to do Shechita. If you needed a kohen to do Shechita, the kohen was going to have to wear big day kahuna. Chura. Mechusa begadim that does the avoida is chayim misa. One of the begadim is the avne. The avne we know was made out of chatnas. It was made out of kalai. But the halacha is b'makam avoida, that say of avoida, that say of big day kahuna, machlik is rambam ravim, then the vilchus kalayim, vadvar matikin, ve'in kama kohen melaharach. But you're left. At the end of the day, a kohen's allowed to wear the avne, despite the fact that it has chatnas. The problem is, really, Shechita was lav avoida. Shmuel knew that. And if Shechita is lav avoida, that means Shechita is ksheir bizar. So if Shechita is ksheir bizar, it means that lefiha ms, you don't need a kohen. Even if a kohen's going to do it, he doesn't need to wear bigdei kohuna, which means he can't wear bigdei kohuna. Why? Because the kohen that wears the bigdei kohuna shloi b'shas avodah, the Rambam Shita is, he's chayav malchus. So if that's the case, why was Shmuel Amar Alach b'fnei Rabbi? He had to tell Eli. He says, Eli, no, don't find a kohen. He says, what's the big deal? Well, let's find a kohen. You can't, because you're going to find a kohen. He's going to come in with the gartel, with the avnet. The avnet is shot, and he's not allowed to wear the avnet while he does shchita, because shchita lab avodah. So if shchita lab avodah is wearing shot in shloi b'makom mitzvah, he's chayav malchus. The Rambam and the Hilchos Kelayim, you can't do that. So l'chura, why wasn't it lafrush in Eisura? You'd be mafresh the iser of the kohen wearing the avnet. So we spoke out that light the rugged of a guy and it's half of a fellow. Because shchita k'sher b'zor just means that if a zor does the avoida, it's not an avoida. So if it's a zor does the shchita, Taka wouldn't wear the big tekuna, he wouldn't have a tisharis. But if a kohen does it, it is avoida. So if a kohen does it, it is avoida. Then avada, if a kohen does it, he would have to wear the big tekuna. He would have, not he would be a mechus begadim. He would need a klisharis, he would have to wear the begadim. So it wasn't lafrusha meisura. Eli was going to find a kohen. But Eli's kohen was going to wear the big tekuna and he was going to have to wear the big tekuna. That's if a zar does it. So what did we need Shmuel to tell us to find us? They were looking for a kohen. So Shmuel said, no, shchitik sheir bizar. It's very nice, but we didn't have to know that. You're not helping us by telling us that. We'll find the kohen. What do you mean? Lafrusha meisura? No. What do you mean? He's going to wear the gartel. Can't wear a gartel. You can't wear the avnet. The avnet has shatnez. And it's shloi b'shas avodah. No, not if a kohen does it. If a zar would do it. Yeah, but the zar, we'll find a kohen. So there was no lafrusha meisura, and that's why Shmuel was a mor halacha b'fnei rabbi. And that's the rest of the story of the rest of the story in Masechtas Brachos of Lamed Omer from the days. And that's why in that Gemara Shmuel was chayvis. But the bottom line is, what do you see from this ragach of a guy? You see that every time we talk about shchita, there's two dinim. Sometimes shchita is an avoida. Sometimes shchita is not an avoida. When shchita is an avoida, you need, when a kohen does it, it's an avoida, it requires the big day kahuna, it requires a klisharis. When a zar does it, it's not considered an avoida. And if it's not considered an avoida, obviously the zar is not going to wear the big day kahuna, and the zar is not even going to need a klisharis, like Tosfos says throughout Shas. If that's the case, when the Gemara says, dam afal gafti kadish de sakim betzavah behema, hoda makdish le beklisharis, that's true, but only when the kohen does it. When a zar does it, said the tzofnas panech, the rogach of a goyim, ga'an ha-goyim, then it's not true. Then over there, the shechita was a mekadesh tadam. So I'm going to ask you a question. Is it ma'akif in Kabbalah? Is it ma'akif that the dam have kedusha? Is it ma'akif when you do Kabbalah sadam that dam has gotten kedusha previously through shechita? It's not. You know, I know it's not, because a zor could do the shechita. And when a zor does the shechita, this gemara, Masechta Soita Daf Yudal and Medbeis, which is also in Masechta Brachos, is non-applicable. Because in that case, you don't have dam afagafti kadish de sakin. The gemara just said that you want to know why they were mekadesh mincha twice, because you find by a carbon the same thing. I mean, the gemara said, how do you mekadesh mincha twice? Like, as if it makes no sense. It does make sense. You find such a musik. But at the same time, that musag that you find by a carbon, we know is not ma'akif. Because it's only true, said the Rogachava, when a kohen does the shechita. But when a zar does it, it's not true. That means it's for sure not ma'akiv. So if it's not ma'akiv, there's no seder in the kedusha of the dam. When you go ahead and bring a carbon, first the shechita is mekadesh, then the kabbalah is mekadesh, the dam that the shechita was already mekadesh, and then you do the zrika. That's not a true statement. Because I know a zar could do the shechita, when a zar does the shechita, there's no kedusha at all. Elamai, that's a seder of how it's supposed to be, but it can't be that it's ma'akiv in the Kabbalah. Unless you're going to start telling me chidushei Torah that when a zar does a shechita and a kohen does a shechita, the whole fundamentals of the kedushas adam and the zrik is different. That's already a tremendous chiddush, maybe. But that's a very, very big chiddush. It's not mistaba that way. So you see already, I think, from the way the Rogachov learned this Gemara, that it's not ma'akiv for the shechita to be mekadesh the dam at all. So what's straight from Meir Arik, Tosfos is Mevura Chiddush, that it's possible to do a Kabbalah before the Shechita. I didn't finish doing the Shechita yet, and I can chop around a Kabbalah. Freak me, Arik, I hear in the Seder Avodah, maybe it doesn't bother me. But don't I need the dam to get Kedusha from the Shechita before I do the Kabbalah? Doesn't the Gemara say that dam afagaf the Kaddish de Tzaver, Tzakim de Tzaver behema, hodim action? So you see there's a Seder in the Kedusha? No, you don't. That's not true. Because I know I could do Kabbalah without any Kedusha from the dam. So it's not ma'akiv to have that Kedusha. If it's not ma'akiv to have that Kedusha, so it's not ma'akiv in the Seder of the Kedusha of the dam. Mehecha Tesi, in this case, it should be ma'akiv that I have to do the shechita before the Kabbalah, so I can get the kedusha from the shechita before I do the Kabbalah.
If it's not ma'akif to have the kedusha from the shechita at all, why should it be ma'akif for me when I do a shechita, let's say with a klisharis, with a kayin, for me to have the kedusha from the shechita before I do the Kabbalah? I think it's a ha'ara, just a little bit of food for thought and an opportunity to speak out raid. Either way, talk to Gemara, talk to Mishnah Vayter, davov amid beis, basar, kachay kadoshim, sheyotza, lifnei zrikas damim. So again, we're talking about basar, Kache Kadashim. That is Kache Hashem. As a result, it's subject to the laws of Mi'ila. After Zrika, however, there is no Mi'ila. What would be if you had Basar Kache Kadashim? That was Yotzah. Yotzah where? Chutz la'azara. So it went outside of the Azara. It became possible Yotzah. And it became possible Yotzah before the Zrika. Rabbi Eliezer says, Mayalim boy, you're going to have Mi'ila. Why are you going to have Mi'ila? You never had a zriko. Additionally, there's not going to be pigol. You're not going to have noise. You're not going to have tummy. No pigol, because pigol requires a zriko. It requires a kosher zriko. Means that without the pigol, the zriko has to be good. Kartzos, kosher, kachartzos, pasul. And over here, you didn't have a good zriko, because a zriko, when the boss is yoytze, is not a good zriko. You're also not going to have the halacha of noiser. You're not going to have the halacha of tame. Rabbi Kiva says, you're not going to have milo. V'chayov and olam ishon pigol with noiser v'tame. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, a zrika that's done when the basa kachar kadashim is yoytze is not a good zrika. As a result, mayalim boy, according to Rabbi Akiva, it is a good zrika as it relates to these halachas. I mean, it's not a zrika with regards to everything, but as it relates to me'ila al kaponim, it is considered a zrika. As a result, a mayalim boy. Additionally, v'chayav and olav, mishon pigol, v'noiser v'tomi. Now, at first glance, doesn't it sound like I'm a furisha mishnah? That what's moitzim midei me'ila? Zrika. I mean, it says in Mefurish. So, Basar Kachi Kadashim Shiyatza Lifnei Zrika Zdavim. So, if you take a look at Taisvis right away says that. Lamanda Amaheta Achila Shaninu. Then the Mishnah is very good. Ay, Lamanda Amaheta Zrika Tzarech Lefarish. Ayin Shom. But either way, Tais already asks the Kasha of Luchura. It seems to me before. I mean, we just went through a blot and a half of Heta Shchita, Heta Zrika, Heta Achila. How come nobody thought about looking at the next Mishnah? Right, the next Mishnah would seem to say Mefurish Heta Zrika. So, obviously, there's a pshat. I'm Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, I'll prove to you that I'm right. I'll prove to you that if you do Zrika by Kachi Kadashim with a Basar, was Yoitse, it's still considered a good Zrika to be Moitse Midei Mila. Because Harei Mafresh Chatosai Va'avdo, so this is where Mi'ila meets Tmura. If someone's Mafresh a carbon Chatos Va'avdo, and it got lost, then you Mafresh another Chatos, Vachachtim Tzori Shoin, Varishtem Oimdois, and you ended up finding the other one. And it just so happens that you ended up Shechting both of them. So this is a unique case where you were mafresh a chatas. You can't just bring a chatas in the Velta Rhein. Chatas is not bob and adam in the dove. So you were mafresh a carbon chatas, then you were mafresh a second carbon chatas. You shechted both of them, and you have the two dams and all the bus are in front of you. The halacha is, like Hashem Shadama Poitas Psara, Kachu Poitas Psar Chaverte, here a chiddush. The halacha is that when you do Zrika with one, it's mitzi, even the bus of the other one, Midei Me'ila. Sounds like a chiddush. It is. But that's the halacha. So you have two chatois in front of you. Why would you have two? It can't just be mafresh chatois, because one of them was lost. You ended up having both. You shechted both of them, let's say the vasachas. And now you have all the dam and the basar in front of you. You do zrika with one. The halacha is, it's going to patter the other one. It's moitzi the basar. So zrika is moitzi midei mila. But it's even moitzi the other one. Now the other chatas is really a chatas psula. Why is it a chatas psula? Because the halacha is that chatos shen eskapru baila becomes one of the Chamech Chatois HaMesos. So once you do Zrika with one Chatos, the other Chatos is done. You can't do anything with it. You're going to have to let it die. Now, in this case, it's you already did the Shechita, but it's going to be puzzle from the standpoint that it's one of the Chamech Chatois HaMesos. And still you see the halacha, Rabbi Kiva said, is it's Poiter Es Psara. So Madoch, here's the Kavach Chaim. Madoch a Zrika from Dam of Carbon A could pater, or could be mighty the basar of carbon B, midei me'ilo, despite the fact that carbon B is possible. So certainly, a zriko with the dam of carbon A should be able to be mighty the basar of carbon A, midei me'ilo, despite the fact that the carbon is possible. Despite the fact that it was nifsel b'yotze. So Rabbi Akiva told Rabbi Eliezer, not only do I think I'm right, I have a kal v'chaymer that I'm right. And potar domo is psar chavertim en ha-me'ilo. If the dam of carbon A could patter the basar of carbon B, midei mila, despite the fact that carbon B is possible. Again, why is carbon B possible? Because I can use carbon B, because
It's not Bob and Ed ben Adava, and it's a Chatosh and a Skapru Balea, so technically it's from the Chamish Chatois Hameses. Dinu Sheyivta is Psaratzma in a case where the Basar is Pasal, had it become Pasal, was Nifsal B'yotze. Either way, that's the Machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. Again, where you have the Basar of Kachi Kadashim, it was Nifsal B'yotze before the Zrika, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Moyolimbai, because Zrika is not Moyol Yotze. If it's Yotze, it's not a Kosh Zrika. Rabbi Akiva holds it as Zrika, Hamia, it's Zrika, to be Moisim de Mila. Says the Mishnah, yeah, the same achloik as you have regarding Kachim Kadosh, you have regarding Kachim Kalmi, Murim, Kachim Kalmi, also look in Zrika's Damim. What would be if you had the Emurim of Kachim, not the Basar of Kachim Kadosh, but rather the Emurim of Kachim Kalmi, which also gets impacted by Zrika? How? Zrika is maybe a Murim Kachim Kalmi, Murim de Mila. Rabbi Eliezer says, a Mila man. It's no Mila. It's Rabbi Eliezer Lishitasa. Rabbi Eliezer holds that Zrika is not Moyo for Yoitz, something that's Yoitze. So just like it can't be Moitzi, the Basar Kachi Kadoshim, that was Yoitze, Midei Mi'ila, it can't be Mevi, the Emure Kachim Kalim, that was Yoitze, Lidei Mi'ila. Additionally, the Ein Chayav and Aleim, Bishon Pigol Noyes of Atomic. Because again, it's not a Zrika. Rabbi Kiva says, Moyle Mehem, there is Mi'ila. The Chayav and Aleim, Bishon Pigol Noyes of Atomic. It's also Rabbi Kiva Lishitase. Just like Rabbi Kiva holds that a Zrika could be Moitzi, Basar Kachi Kadoshim, even when it's in a state of Yoitze. So too, it could be maybe the Emurim of Kachim Kalim, even when it's in the state of Yoitze. So essentially, we have a machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva that manifests itself in two separate tziurim, Exhibit A and Exhibit B. What's the shaila? Zrika, when Basar or Emurim was Yoitze. Does the Zrika work to create dinim on what was Yoitze? Well, Zrika only works for what's in the Azar, right? Think of it that way. Whatever's in the Azar, Zrika works for. Zrika's not going to work for something that's Yoitze, which incidentally is a Lashon HaGemara in many places, in Zvachim and Achas. Zrika Mayelis Li Yoitze, ain't Zrika Mayelis Li Yoitze. It's always a Machloikis Rebbe Lez Rebbe Akiva. What's the Makar? It's a Mishnah, right here. Mila Davav and Beis. You have to wait till the end of Kachem to see it. But this is that Mishnah, Zrika Mayelis Li Yoitze. We're learning it because it impacts the laws of Meila, because Zrika is Moitzi Basar Kachem Kedashim from Meila. And it's maybe a Muri Kachim Kalim Lidei Me'ila. So that's the question. If that Basar Kachim Kadashim was Yoitze, if those a Muri Kachim Kalim were Yoitze, how does the Zrika impact it? According to Rabbi Eliezer, Ein Zrika Me'elas Yoitze. So it can't be Moitze, the Basar Kachim Kadashim Lidei Me'ila. It can't be maybe the Muri Kachim Kalim Lidei Me'ila. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's just the opposite. Faith to Gemara. Vani Tarti Lomali. Why do I need two cases in the Mishnah? Why couldn't the Mishnah just tell it to me once? I mean, at the end of the day, this Machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva is one Machloikis. It's a Machloikis whether Zrika Me'elas Yoitze, Ein Zrika Me'elas Yoitze. So I need to hear it, sigh regarding Kachik Adashim, and sigh regarding Kachik Kalim. And the Gemara is a very simple tzricha. So, tzrichi, the it mar be Kachik Adashim, because had we only had a machlokes Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Akiva regarding Kachik Adashim, the ratio of the Mishnah, I mean, I would have thought, Bahaka, Amar Rebbe Eliezer, Moyel, but maybe only over there Rebbe Eliezer said Moyel and Boy. Mishum the zrika ketikna mafka mide me'ilo. Maybe only a proper zrika could be. Might see something from Mi'ila. Shaloi kitik no loy mafki mide Mi'ila. But an improper Zrika can't be might see something mide Mi'ila. Avala suye li de Mi'ila. But to bring something li de Mi'ila, moide li Rabbi Akiva. Maybe there is moide to Rabbi Akiva that fill shaloi kitik no maise de Mi'ila. That even a Zrika shaloi kitik no could be maybe li de Mi'ila. What's the Svara? So to keep it simple, the Svara is, in one case you're being Mekel, in the other case you're being Machmer. Maybe Rabbi Eliezer only said his Chiddush that Zrika doesn't work for something that's Yoitzi for a Kula. To remove Mi'ila. You want to remove Mi'ila from something, that's Yoitze that you can't do. But to be Machmer, to bring Mi'ila, maybe that's something you can do even for something that's Yoitze. So had we not mentioned Rabbi Eliezer's Shita by Kachem Kalim, you wouldn't have known Rabbi Eliezer said as Alacha by Kachem Kalim. You could have mistakenly thought that Rabbi Eliezer only said as Alacha by Kache Kadashim. Okay, so just say the machloik is by Kachem Kalim. What do you need the machloik is by Kache Kadashim for? For the reverse reason. Same svar. Because we, it's Megabi Kachem Kalim. Have we only had it by Kachem Kalim? I mean, I would have thought Gabi Kachem Kalim would have Rabbi Akiva. Maybe that's only where Rabbi Akiva said his halacha. That filu zrika shaloi kitikna maisili de mi'ila. Maybe Akiva only said his halacha by Kachem Kalim. Because the svar we just said, to be machmer, to create mi'ila, which is a chumra, that maybe even an improper zrika could do. Maybe even a zrika. Where the emurim are yoitze, avol kachi kadoshim de lafuke shaloi ketik no lemafki mide milo, but maybe to be mekel not kamash malon. That's why we mentioned the machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, both by kachi kadoshim, both by kachim kalim. To clarify, this has nothing to do with kulas and chumras. Has nothing to do with yam milo, no milo. This is a very important yisoidi machloikis. In fact, even in the Mishnah you see it. In fact, the halachas of noiser, the halachas of tameh, zrika meyelis liyoitze or ein zrika meyelis liyoitze.